time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad on a Tuesday morning. It's kind of an odd week. You know, the Thanksgiving week always kind of gets a little bit chopped up. For some folks, I suppose they look at it as a real plus. It's an extra day, maybe two off. Who knows? Short week. But, boy, it's hard to get everything you need to get done in a week when you lose that day.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be complaining about not having enough time to work, huh? What's wrong with us anyway?
I'm just worried about the turkey.
Yeah, that's right. Just get the turkey ready on time. I understand. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. You looking forward to food?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much always.
Unfortunately, I like to eat.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
What's wrong with that? Doesn't bother me at all. Tell us a little bit about W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got to use Maytag Drying Center like new. Two used front load washers and dryer sets, both in very good condition. One used automatic washer. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Used two-door refrigerator top freezer. Have two of those to choose from. Two-door refrigerator with bottom freezer, 21 cubic foot. Have two of those, one of them with a new compressor. Got four used side-by-sides, two of them near new. One used built-in dishwasher and one used portable dishwasher. Got gas and electric water heaters we deliver, install, and, of course, haul the old heater away. And, of course, take care of the service after the sale. If you choose to pick the water heater up, take it home, take care of the install job yourself, we'll give you a good discount. Gas and electric ranges by Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire, and Estate. Freestanding on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, slide-in, drop-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright, got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, we're just a few days away from the first of, what I guess, what we consider the holiday season. Go from that Thanksgiving to Christmas and then to New Year's. A lot of folks getting time off to spend with family and friends, enjoy some good food and some good company, and when the weather's cold outside. And in a lot of cases, everything changes during the holiday season. And think about how much change there is in your life. Now, get down on your hands and knees and look at the world like a dog or a cat. And think about how much change there is in the world this time of the year for them. They who don't actually understand what in the world is going on. It's just all fun and games for them. Well, there are a lot of dangers and things out there during the holiday seasons for your pets, whether it's dogs or cats. Can't speak for the goldfish, but for the dogs and cats out there, there are some issues that you need to be aware of when it comes to the holiday season, because there is so much change around them, so much excitement, and as I say, they just look at everything as toys. And it's not necessarily what you want. Some of the things you should watch out for with regard to your pets to keep them safe during the holiday season, oftentimes there are a lot of those things that are around. The little foil wraps on candies, for example, and this could be any time of the year, whether it's, you know, even Halloween, but foil wraps on the little candies and things can cause internal injuries if the pets swallow them. And foil, you know, when you start folding that over, that can be like a razor. So as it's swallowed and ingested, it can cut things up inside, too. So you want to make sure you keep all the candies and wrappers and things in secure places and away from where your dogs and cats can get to them. Other different types of holiday treats, alcoholic beverages, for example, rich, fatty food scraps, bones, all these things could be harmful or toxic to pets. One of the key things during the holidays is to keep your pet on their regular diet. And make sure you caution visitors against giving your pet any special treats when they come over, too. That can kind of ruin them forever once they get a taste of that stuff. Candles especially can be very difficult to deal with during the holidays with regard to pets, because pets are attracted to bright lights in a darkened room. So not only could they receive serious burns, but they could knock those candles over. And you know what that means. It could spill hot wax onto furniture or carpeting. It could potentially start a fire. You could probably speak to that, couldn't you, Kendall? You've been a fireman for a long time. You've probably seen a couple of those come and go over time. You know, those are unfortunate things, but they do happen. So don't leave candles unattended, both for the pet's sake and for the obvious fire hazards as well. You should never, even if you don't have pets, you shouldn't leave candles if you're burning, if you're going to be leaving the home anyway. But watch those, especially if you have the animals around. All the other decorations that you're going to use should also be carefully placed so that the pets can't pull or scratch off any small pieces that they might want to swallow, too. And make sure you cover or tack down the electrical cords, too. I don't know that that's a huge problem with dogs and cats, but there are a few that just like to play with just about anything, so beware of those things. Now, pets have highly sensitive noses, and they can pick up scents before we do. So, don't be surprised when Fluffy and Fido are under your feet constantly in the kitchen while Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday goodies are being prepared. You want to watch those hot containers that are filled with turkey and ham drippings as well, because the pets can sometimes jump up and surprise everyone and then easily tip them over, and they can cause severe scalding and burns to themselves and quite a mess everywhere else. And don't feed the pets those cooled drippings either. When they're cooled off, that's really not the right kind of food for them. Human seasonings aren't necessarily good for pets, and the fact that the rich stock and drippings can easily upset the pet's digestive systems, believe me, you will not like what comes out of them after they do that. Someone's going to clean up the mess. It's so tempting. It is so incredibly tempting during the holidays. But don't give your pets large quantities of cooked turkey and ham during the holidays. Food that humans eat, again, is too rich for the animals, and overfeeding of human food can actually cause additional health problems. And feeding human food then also can often lead to unsatisfactory eating habits. You know, when you're giving pet food at their regular meal times, consumption of the human foods can also result in some things you're not going to like. And these are long-term habits you just can't get rid of, like the begging that occurs constantly. Nothing more annoying than when the pet thinks he should belly up, throw a napkin on, and enjoy dinner with the rest of the family. It just doesn't work. It drives you nuts. It's just, and it's going to drive your guests crazy too. It's a hard habit to break when the family sits down for meals, when the pets get used to begging for scraps. So you want to stay away from that. And watch out for the bones. That's one of the key things, too, especially if you're going to be enjoying things like turkey, any kind of poultry during the holiday season. Poultry bones especially, they splinter very easily. And each year, thousands of pets are treated across the country for consumption of splintered bones. It causes pain. Sometimes it can cause death as well. And I'm sure the veterinarians love getting called out on the holiday for something that could easily have been avoided in the first place. So watch out for those things. And, you know, if you're carving the turkey maybe in one room, perhaps in the kitchen, and serving in the dining room, and the rest of the bird is still out in the kitchen, you may need to do something with it before you retire to the other room to eat if it's going to be out there by itself, because the dogs just have a way of tracking that stuff down. Increased activity also is sometimes unnerving to the pets. With all those visitors during the winter holiday season, it can upset your pet's routine. Believe me, they have a routine. Be homesick one day and kind of watch how they go through the day. They do it every day. Try to keep your pet on their regular schedule as best you can for feeding and exercise, and then be sure your pet gets plenty of love, which usually isn't a problem with all those other people around. Especially if you have a lot of children around, too. If you have dogs that aren't used to being around children, dogs and cats, for that matter, that aren't used to being around children, some will just go run and hide, but some don't take it very well, so be aware of those conditions. If you're planning to take your pet with you if you're visiting friends and family during the holidays, make sure you ask first if the pet is even welcome. Because of the excitement during the holidays, it also might be best for you and your pet to just board them or have somebody that you trust act as a pet sitter during the holidays as well. Now, Christmas trees. Lots of things there to be aware of. Hang your treasured ornaments higher on the Christmas tree if you have pets around. You want to use wooden, metal, resin cast, or those types of things on the lower branches, just in case curious little paws want to play with some of those bright, colorful ornaments. I don't think we've all seen it that have pets at some point in time where they're standing there batting things around. Tinsel on trees. I don't know if you're still using tinsel or not. Boy, you talk to any veterinarian, and they can tell you some real good stories about tinsel and pets at the holidays. Tinsel isn't a toxic thing, but if it's ingested, intestinal obstructions and choking are all potential problems, and you don't want to use them. And it's not much fun when that stuff comes out the other end, if you're fortunate enough for it to come out the other end. Sometimes it gets all gummed up inside, and that's when veterinarians devise all these new stories to tell next holiday season. You also want to resist the temptation to tie ribbons around your pet's necks for the holidays. Now, I shouldn't have to even explain that one, should I? Of course, there's, of course, that choking or hanging thing that could happen, too. So I know sometimes it looks kind of cute, but it's not a wise thing to do. Also, gift ribbons and bows and things like that, especially Christmas morning when everybody's tearing packages and things apart and things get left on the floor. Watch out for the ribbons and bows. You know, if you have cats, sometimes that's the best pet, the best toy in the world for a cat. Just use that ribbon and play with it. You know, cats love that stuff. But don't walk away and leave it sit someplace because they'll also chew on it and eat it. And, well, go back and see tinsel if you want to know what happens from there. Again, vets have a lot of interesting stories about those kinds of things happening, too. You know those little metal ornament hooks that you use to put your ornaments on the tree? Might be maybe wise to replace those with something more lightweight, even small ribbon-type things and what have you. Lightweight twine or yarn, things that can easily slip over the branches of the tree instead of those metal ornament hooks, because if those fall off and the animals ingest those, then you've got some serious problems. And there are a number of Christmas season plants especially that can be poisonous to pets if they're nibbled on or eaten. So you kind of want to watch out for those kinds of things too. Things like ivy and holly, berries and leaves and stuff as part of mistletoe. Oh boy, all kinds of different types of things. There's not a complete list of those things. Poinsettias sometimes can cause upset, hibiscus, a lot of different things, but there are many toxic plants and stuff. So you want to be aware of those kinds of things too, and make sure you keep them out of the reach of your pets. I know that's difficult. It's a lot easier with dogs. It's more difficult with cats because cats seem to be able to get pretty much wherever they want in your home, no matter how high. So watch out for those kinds of things, too, and in some cases, maybe it's best just not to have them around. And one other thing about animals and the holidays, you know, whether it happens to be the coming holidays here with Christmas or even in the spring with Easter, one thing about pets and the holidays, if you have a pet, that's great. But if you don't have a pet, sometimes it's not the greatest time in the world to be doing that. Some people like to give animals as gifts during the holidays, and most animal shelters and things kind of, although they're in the business of placing animals with loving homes, it's not always something that they really encourage, because the first few weeks of a new life or a sudden change in an adult pet is extremely traumatic for them. Instead, it might be better to give gifts of pet supplies and food and accessories and things. Then after the hustle and bustle of the holidays, then your loved one can make a selection of the pet of their choice that fits their lifestyle, their needs. Bring it home to some peace and quiet for the pet to get them started in their new surroundings at that time. It also provides a happy new pet owner some time to spend with their new lifetime commitment. So it's one of those things where sometimes people like to give little, you know, pets at the different holidays and things as a gift. And it's exciting at the time, but maybe not a lot of thought was given into having a new pet. And it's obviously a big responsibility, especially with regard to children. So maybe not the best time in the world to look at doing those types of things, but maybe it's a good time to sit down and visit about the possibilities if you're going to have the family around. So enjoy the holidays, but make sure your pets do it safely as well, because they're a big part of your family. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Jim. Got Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG Maytag, and Frigidaire built-in dishwashers and convertible portable. Got some excellent values on some closeout models, and we deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Dehumidifiers in stock. Got water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S and enjoy that soft water all the time. Refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, and Estate. Very good selection of models, colors, and sizes in stock. Some closeouts on some two-door top freezer models, side-by-sides, also with a French door with bottom freezer. And, of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Hopefully all you folks will have a very, very good Thanksgiving from us at W&S Appliance. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. A lot of folks will have a good Thanksgiving because of W&S Appliance. Where do you think those turkeys and things get cooked, huh? Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. You go out making a great day, and God bless America.